Lil Wayne podcast.
There's
Come
still
on.
time. There's still time.
Trump, Lil Pimp. He called him Lil Pimp.
Lil Pimp instead of, what was your guy's name?
Great guy. tremendous guy. Lil Pimp. Give it up for Lil Pimp, everybody.
Then he corrected. What was the guy's actual name?
Lil Pump.
Lil Pump. That's what it was. Lil Pump. Lil Pimp.
Really great guy. Lil Pimp. He's going to come up here, Lil Pimp.
Yeah, man. No, there could still be time.
A lot of people say he's little. I saw him. I said, this guy's not little at all. Get him up here, Lil Pimp.
He'll be back, dude.
Trump dog?
The dog is my just, one boy is like super, super stoked on Trump. And he's like, he can run again, bro. He can run again. I don't know if he will. He dude, he's so fucking funny. Yeah, man. This dude will say, when Trump came back on, he told me, he's like, bro, I was so fired up. I put all my Trump gear back on. He has socks and everything. He's like, I got fired up.
That's tad. That's a little sad.
Dude, it rules.
I mean, it's funny.
This dude is so fucking, this guy's so funny about it.
It's funny that that was the only time the right had like a hero since like Reagan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
True.
Like the left always has heroes. They're like, oh my God, Obama is a mood. Yeah. Fucking AOC, yes.
Yeah.
But what caused a problem for
you don't
them?
You get
is
pumped
like,
on Ted Cruz?
Ted Cruz, I do.
A traitor
get pumped
motherfucker
on Ted Cruz,
going to Mexico, dude.
Treacherous motherfucker,
son
leaving
of a
his
bitch.
Leaving the Lone Star State to catch rays. Not on my
during
watch.
A fucking blackout.
During the power was out, dude. People were chilly.
He went to Mexico.
People were cold.
He crossed the border.
There's so many people that were frio in their fucking houses.
Yeah, he tucked tail and ran to Mexico.
What a pussy!
I'll never forgive him for that, dude.
I'll
never forgive him for that. Because of that, I'll not vote for the next 10 years also, dude.
Yeah, I refuse to vote.
Because of Cruz's cowardice
and his
Gavin
dog,
Newsom.
And he has a dog-faced wife.
Does he?
He has a dog wife. Trump called her a dog.
Let's see.
See if she is actually. I've never even
She's
seen
probably
her.
Hot.
She's probably
honestly.
Hot as hell.
She's
He's
probably
a,
hot.
Like a rich guy from Texas.
Ted Cruz did a video of his whole family saying
Trump
prayers.
Did call her a dog, though.
Let me
Didn't
see.
He?
I think he did, actually.
See a dog face? Trump dog hit the fucking nail on the head again?
See. Every time my fucking browser takes me right to Wikipedia.
It really sucks. It's like when they try to fact check Alex Jones. If you fact check Trump talking shit, it's like, damn it, he's actually right. She a dog face? A lot of nods. You guys are afraid to call her a dog face?
Okay. The picture they have up of her is not.
I got to take a look. I got to take
there's
a
enough.
Gander.
There's enough wiggle room.
We're talking dog faces?
There's enough wiggle room. Although she looks like she used to be really hot. She looks like she used to be really hot. She's old.
Oh, what are you guys talking about? She's
dude.
Hot.
She looks like she used to be really
hot. Oh,
she's hot,
dude.
How dare you? Noah, I'm going to punch you in
Noah,
the dick.
No, I should sock you
I'm
for
gonna
that.
I'm going to punch you in the dick on Temple's
There's one
campus.
Thing you don't do, and it's you don't talk about a man's wife.
I mean, she's ugly as a dog.
Dude, that's crazy how the pictures they take. Look at the pictures they took of her wife on TMZ, the time where they like found like the story about them going to Cancun. They just find a picture where you're sad and print it.
Yeah, and you look like an idiot while you're talking.
Ted's upset, and she's just like, eh. But I'll never forgive Ted. I'll never forgive Gavin Newsom from California. Still pissed off at him.
Trump posted a picture of Ted Cruz's wife, and it said, a picture is worth 1,000 words.
Jesus, man. You can catch a bad one of her pretty easily.
And then Cruz responded saying, Donald, real men don't attack women. Your wife is lovely, and Heidi is the love of my life.
He's got me
back. Damn, hitting with the fucking, your wife's hot as fuck,
He got
dude.
Me back,
like,
dude.
Ooh.
He got me back with that. That's a strong move. Like, I actually love your wife, dude.
Yeah, I would never say anything about your fucking hot-ass wife's beautiful tits.
Yeah.
I'd love to fuck your wife.
Damn, dude. I'm
Trump,
so,
Trump responded Tuesday by threatening to spill the beans on Cruz's wife.
What? What's the beans?
I don't know. The beans are that she's fucking dog face. God damn, dude.
That's so funny. He's in his little office and like, sir, Donald Trump said your wife has a dog face. And he was like,
God,
we
got to
craft
it.
A statement. I'm going to say his wife's hot as
damn.
Fuck.
So Trump retweeted during their campaign against each other. Trump retweeted an unflattering photo of Cruz's wife, Heidi, juxtaposed with his wife, Melania.
Oh,
damn. He posted both their chicks and was like, who do you want to vote for?
Oh, my God.
Then Trump suggested Cruz's father may have been involved in the Kennedy assassination.
What?
Yeah.
Damn, dude. He plays hardball, dude.
Cruz said Trump slandered his wife and that he's not a servile puppy dog.
Well,
he said, I'm not a servile puppy dog.
Well, you tucked tail and fucking ran to Mexico, dude.
Cruz called Trump
a sniveling. I'm back off of Cruz, dude.
Cruz called Trump a sniveling coward.
Eh, it's a weak attack.
Cruz said Trump is a pathological liar, utterly immoral, and a serial philanderer.
Whoa.
Hell yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm going through the political. I can get swayed by ads from like 2014. I'm like, wait, what?
Trump attacked Cruz's faith. To the best of my knowledge, not too many evangelicals come out of Cuba, okay? That's what he said.
So he attacked his faith.
Yeah. Just remember that, okay?
Fuck, man.
He said he wasn't an evangelical. He came out of Cuba.
Dude, you could crush.
Decent point.
If you want to get into politics.
Cruz was
dude,
a Catholic, and he moved to Texas and pretended to be an evangelical to get the vote.
Dude.
Coward.
Can you please just. It is, as far as I can tell, all underpinned by constant espionage, sabotage, and like mass, like organized murder. If that makes sense.
For sure.
It's fucking when people.
That's what a government is.
But then when people go like, "Oh, that's crazy!" Like human gun, a conspiracy. It's like the whole society is held together by just complete and like just total and constant.
This is
murder.
This. I remember we used to like this. Used to be a very, I don't know the word for it, but this used to be a pretty constant theme with us where like, you would explain it like that, and I'd be like, "Yeah, of course."
Yeah.
But I don't think it's a conspiracy.
Yeah, but okay, so here's the thing.
I don't think there's any conspiracy here. I think it's No. I know you're not. You're agreeing on this.
I think it's like, so you're telling me there's these factions of people who are constantly trying to get the next level up on each other.
I mean, yeah, it's literally
through murder.
It's the definition of a conspiracy. Yeah.
Yes, but through murder and then all the information and workings that emanates from that activity. There's nothing going on there.
We mean
conspiracy like
murder is like war?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally, like being like...
It's always been that. It's been people seizing power.
Sure.
Maintaining dominance through war.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, if that's the modus operandi or whatever, it would only solve that there would be tons of deceit and lies following those actions.
Agreed.
And that's conspiracy.
I agree. But that's also just like, yeah, for sure, that's how it works.
Yeah. But when people be like, oh, you're crazy conspiracy, it's like, dude, the whole system's held together by like constant... murderous conflict and spying and all kinds of stuff. So what makes people think they watch the news and they're like, here's the scoop.
What? The same guys that would be easily willing to, like, if they were allowed, like if they were told, it's not like they have like morality. Like if these people could be told like, yeah, we got to blow up California. The whole country wants it. Mm-hmm. They could be talked into being like, we're going to war with California. Like just overnight. They'd be like, yeah, that's my opinion now.
True.
We're going to kill all those motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was just making me laugh. I'm like, dude, just the fact that I was talking to someone recently and they're like, oh man, like, are you a conspiracy theorist? And I'm like, what the fuck? What are you talking about?
You mean the truth?
Yeah. Or just the fact that like, dude, like what would you really think that like, you know, I think people really think that like our president goes to other countries and they're like, I'm going to tell you what, buddy, knock that off. We're trying to be decent and nice to each other. And then every country's like, oh, by the way, every other country's fucked.
Every country's fucked. And then our guy comes over and is like, here's how you do things right.
Exactly.
No, they come over and they're like, we're going to sell you $8 trillion worth of weapons.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to need to start a war for you to